Mishalchmanis. Start with the halachas of Mishalchmanis. If we have time, maybe we'll get to Matanis of Yanims also. Everyone knows that there's four mitzvahs that we have on Purim, right? We have Megillah. Still can't? Come closer. There's Megillah, there's Shalchmanis, Matanis of Yanim, and obviously the Suda. Just as an agav, as a side point, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Tafrei Sadi Beis, that we don't make a bracha on obviously on the two mitzvahs of Mishal Chmanis and Matanis Avyayinim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that when the Chazan makes a bracha Shechianu on the Megillah by night, you should have in mind to be yaitzeh for the mitzvahs Hayayim, because there is an Indian to do it during the day. We don't make a bracha on it, but you should have kavana. By day, I'm Sholdix. It's fine to do by night. The
everyone's listening.
What? There's a nidin in the Paiskin, what the halacha is. This has nothing to do with Shalchmanis, but it'll lead to Shalchmanis. What the halacha is, are you allowed to eat or drink before you hear Kriyas Megillah by night? It's talking about there's a Ramah in Tafrei Shadi Beis. The Ramah at the end of Tafrei Shadi Beis discusses what the halacha is if someone who's kasha lav is a tainis, and he asks, you have to wait till you hear the Kriyas Megillah. The Ramah says that it's also lecho kainim sheishma Kriyas Megillah, afilo a tainis kasha lav. That's how the Ramah Paskins, you're not allowed to eat. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham that Ti'ima would be mutter, that the Isra of the Ramah is only in regards to Achila, but if you want to do Ti'ima, right, if you're eating a little bit of fruits, let's say, that would be mutter. But he brings down that even Ti'ima is only mutter if you're going to do it, if it's a Tzarech Gadol Manish. That's what he writes. His Lashon is, Ein L'Haka El Tzarech Gadol Da'ayinu Chaylik Tzas Oymisha Misaneva Atanis Kashaloi. So he's saying, so even for Ti'ima Ba'alma, you're not allowed to do it. Therefore, he says, Ushir Ti'ima Hainu Kebeya Pas, Oy Mashkin Kashir Beya. So Mishnah Berurah Pas means you're not allowed to eat or drink unless it's a Tzarech Gadol before the Megillah. Now, the Reb Nissen Karelitz wants to bring down that the same way you find the Ramah Asers Ti'ima and Achila, the Shtia, maybe even according to the Mishnah Berurah, right, that he asers it before the Kriyas Megillah, of by night, the Reb Nissen Karelitz says the same halacha would apply by in the morning. In the morning before you wake up, Reb Nissen Karelitz wants to say that according to the Mishnah Berurah and according to what the Pashas of the Ramah, that the same halacha is really coming off of Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah himself says that the same halachas that we apply by night, the Mishnah Berurah says, will apply by day as well. So the Reb Nissen Karelitz says that if you bought the Mishnah Berurah himself, paskin that you're not allowed to eat or drink, you even have a lot of ti'ima unless it's a Tzarech Gadol. Reb Nissen Karelitz says, in the morning when you wake up, even if you normally, typically have a coffee before Shacharis, on Purim, Reb Nissen Karelitz wants to say that it's Asur because you didn't hear the Kriyas Megillah yet. Now, Reb Felder brings down in his Sefer that it's not such a Dover Pashit. He wants to be Chaylik. He wants to say that maybe if you want to be Baal Nefesh, to be Machmor on the Mishnah Berurah, then you can. But he brings down two reasons why you're allowed to drink a coffee. Number one, he says, the Elia Rabba learns that the whole reason why the Ramah asked you to drink at night is only because you're coming off a tinus. And since you're coming off a tinus, there's a chashash that if we allow you to eat, it's going to be mamshich and you're going to miss the mitzvah. But in the morning, when we don't have that issue, so you don't have to be as nervous. He also brings down that sorry? You can't eat?
Yeah.
That's what Mishnah Berurah says. You can't, I mean... You have to be Mekai in the mitzvah. That's Mishnah. The Chumra. So the Mishnah Berurah, Reb Felder says, and Stabazai, if the derech of a person is to have a coffee in the morning, so it's not all that he's going to come to be Mamshech his coffee, right? I mean, I don't know, depends what shul you go to, but most people can finish a coffee in 5 minutes or 3 minutes or 4 minutes, whatever it is. So there's no shash that it'll be Mamshech. So therefore, Reb Felder says, obviously, if you want to be machmor on the Mishnah Berurah, you could, but if a person feels like he needs a coffee, Reb Felder from Lakewood, I don't know, just in case anyone doesn't know, he holds that you're allowed to drink a coffee. So now the Shaila then comes up in the Paiskin, the Ma'idim Mismana brings up that we know typically by any halacha, and by any mitzvah that we do, whether the Raisa or the Rabbanan, the halacha is you're not allowed to start eating before you're Mekayim the mitzvah. So we know, now transitioning to Mishal Chmanis, so we know that the halacha is on Purim, you have two mitzvahs, you have the mitzvah of Mishal Chmanis, Matanis, and Yainim. The Ramah at the end of Tafrish Sadi Hay says that the Iker Zman of the mitzvah of Mishal Chmanis, Matanis, and Yainim is Bayayim. So therefore, the Ma'idim Zmanim follows, he says, Svarah would follow that it should be also to eat or drink before you're mekayim your mitzvah of shalach manos hametalas avyayinim, like any other mitzvah in the world. So he says, so if a guy walks out of shul after davening and he's hungry, whatever it is, it was a long davening, he stayed, he learned. He says, until you're mekayim your shalach manos, he says, svar lechayr should dictate you're not allowed to eat or drink because it shouldn't be any different than any other issur d'rabbanan. Now, he himself brings down, I saw almost all the achronim bring down, the minhag of the olam is to be make on this. But he's matmiya, he doesn't understand where the minhag of the olam really came from. He doesn't understand why no one talks about it. He has a whole tshuva, you can look at Mayim Mizmanim discussing this one single prat. Rafelder, inside his thing, I saw the Kibbutz Halachas, Rav Shmuel basically mocks the whole thing avek. Rav Shmuel says you don't have to be chayshish b'chal, even though he himself, they ring on the bottom, make sure it's not to eat or drink till he's mekayim shalach manos. But he says, for the rest of the world, you can eat or drink. He says, l'chatchila, you don't have to worry about it. Rafelder does give a lot of svaras to say why it should be mutter. Number one, he says, most people were already mekayim their mitzvah matan sevyanim by the time they come out of shul. He said, because you probably gave before Purim, and if you didn't give on Purim, there are people collecting in the shuls. So he said, for matan sevyanim, you could already put up the argument that a guy was yaitzeh his mitzvah. He did his part in giving it. That could be the ani doesn't have the money yet. But mitzvah him, he already did what he had to do in the mitzvah. He said, and even without that, he said, but the truth is, he's like, what are the chances a guy's going to forget to give him shalach manos? He said, if most people, when they come home, they have about 19 kids hanging off their heads in costumes, waiting and drying and driving, you know, could we please go to my mora and this mora and that mora and this friend and that friend? So he says, the chances of you forgetting shalach manos is very low. So he said, that's one. And he said, number two, unless you're a very awkward person, most people, when someone gives them shalach manos, they return with shalach manos as back. So he said, so even if you forget, he says, chances are more likely than not someone will come to your house. You would think someone, we hope, right? That they will come and give you shalach manos. And he's like, and that would be used as a shomer. He said, that could qualify as a shomer, and therefore he allows. And Mishaburus, Rafelder says, it's not such a problem to eat. Again, he also writes, like he writes by basically everything. Right? Ba'al nefesh, if you want someone wants to be machmer, there's an Indian to be machmer, like the Ma'idim Mizmanim, but there's definitely room to be mekel for someone.
Why hasn't Sam said about eating before the Suda?
I don't know. I'm not a Pisic. You can have a okay, so now you got me. I don't know. Most people don't have that issue. Most people start their suda already in the morning and drink their wine because officially doesn't make them nauseous. They throw up anyways. Don't worry about it. But officially now. Who's mechoyev in the mitzvah? So now the Ramah at the end of Tuf Reish Sadi A, the Ramah brings down that women, well, obviously gedolim are going to be chayev in the mitzvah of shalach manos, men and women obviously alike. Well, I mean men, women. The Ramah brings at the end of Tuf Reish Sadi A that v'isha chayevus b'matan sevyanim shalach manos keish. The Ramah brings down that a woman is chayiv in the two mitzvahs of Shalach Manos and Matanos Avyayinim. A lot of what I'm going to be saying now really overlaps with Matanos Avyayinim. But brings down that a woman is chayiv in both. And the Mishaburah brings down, obviously this is from the Rishayinim, that because the women, Afahim Hayu B'Nes, right, that the women were also included in the Nes, and therefore they have to partake in all the mitzvahs of the mitzvahs of the Yayin. Now there is a Prichadash that wants to be medayik from the words that the Pasuk says that we say, Mishalach Manos, Ish L'Re'eyu, that we say, Ish L'Re'eyu, the Prichadash makes a Diyik, Ish V'Lai Isha. So the Prichadash is of the opinion that a woman is actually putter from the two mitzvahs of Mishalach Manos and Matanis Le'Avyayinim on Purim. The Gain on Tuf Reish Sadi Hei, if you look over there, he's actually Messiah to go look at the Prichadash, so it definitely gives a strong indication that he passes like the Prichadash. But Lamaisa Kamat, all the Paiskim that I saw brought down, at least the Achronim Mamish, like now the Haithika Achronim, every single one brings down that we're Machmer, even a woman, that they should give. The Archas Rabbeinu brings down, I'll say it over, I don't really understand it. The Archas Rabbeinu brings down that the stipler was not Machmer to let, he wasn't Machmer that his girls in the house, when as long as they were single, he wasn't Machmer that they should give, Mishalach Manos Matanos Avyayinim. It's a mashmah that when they got married, then they did. I'm not exactly sure what that means. They're either always chayiv or they're always putter. I don't know where this middle darga get, but the stipler, I guess you could throw.
Actually, marriage is not his business anymore.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. So the stipler seems to be going to Bechash. Well, again, come on, all the Haithika Achroinim say that women nowadays are chayiv. Now, there is a discussion in the Paiskim. It's based off of Magen Avraham primarily. does the Shalach Manis and the Matanis Sevyanim have to come from the lady herself, or could the husband give it for him? For her, I'm sorry. Right? So, again, this is a big need in. Depends if you're a brisker or you're not a brisker, how far you go with this. But for the most part, the Chareinim basically bring down, there is a strong side that has to come from the woman, and therefore, it's Shlaim Zalman brings like this, the Shvos Yitzchak brings like this, that at the end of the day, it's a very simple thing to do by Shalach Manis. You just tell her that you're giving for her, and she could be kind in it. And when you're giving Matana Sevyanim, he says, you just tell the Gabbai that you're giving for you and your wife, and it should be Zeichin the money for you and the wife, and you're good to go. You'll cover all the days. No real reason to get into all the different Shitas. Lamaisa, it's very easy.
You have to give double.
You have to give the So now, in the Minigay, the Shir Matana Sevyanim. What? Pashas they bring down, you should tell. That's the Miyah Star, you should bring it down. I'm not bringing it down, I'm trying to condense it for all this thing. Now, within the Shir, Matana Sevyanim, they say, Samachalik Sa'arach HaShulchan says that actually a wife could be Yaitzi with the Shir of the husband, because Ishtai Kigufai, but most of the Achrayna basically bring down that for you have to give double the Shir. So whatever you're going to give for yourself, or whatever the Shir is, Matana Sevyanim, it ranges anywhere from one, if anyone wants to know, I don't know if we'll have time to get to it, it ranges anywhere from $1 to about $25 plus. So you figure out what you want to give, and you speak to your Rav, and you come out with what you feel is the normal shear. But between all the Achrayim that I saw, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Paskin is $1. Rav Yashi Paskin is 50 shkolim, so that, I don't know, what is that, $20? Rav Moshe says, Matana Sevyanim is a coffee and a bagel. I don't know how much that is. Don't tell me Starbucks. I know I already made a mistake. Starbucks is a small coffee, and Starbucks is $9. I know. If you go to anywhere other outside of Starbucks, a coffee may be a little bit cheaper, aka that was just a note. Yeah, if you go anywhere outside of Starbucks, you maybe get a coffee, cheaper coffee. So I don't know, $3, $4. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what the shear would be according to the
equation.
What?
Taste of Choice is a lot
cheaper. Taste of Choice is even cheaper, 10 cents. Right? So we have about, that's where Shmuel shears. Right here. Yeah, he drinks Taste of Choice last night.
Send them to the Kotel for free.
Okay, now Ketanim. What's the halacha with ketanim? Ketanim chayiv in shoch.
You said by the Tanzilim you have to tell your wife you can
get it
for.
They don't say you have to tell your wife on Tanzilim. They say when you give it to the gabbai, you should be zeicha in his wife. Now, by ketanim, the Prima Gadol brings out that ketanim should be ketanim have a mitzvah of chinuch on ketanim from Matanas Sevyanim Shalach Manis, and therefore ketanim should be mekayim the mitzvahs. The Ish Avraham Mibut, the Butchacher, he in the back he brings that it's not Mistaver. He says that Ketanim are Mechuyiv in the mitzvah of. He actually makes a Shvalt, but in the Mechuyiv between Matanas Sevyanim, he said because they don't have any money of their own, so he's of the opinion that actually Ketanim are not Mechuyiv in the mitzvah of Matanas Sevyanim at all. Mishalach Manis, he happens to bring down that they should give. It's a little shver exactly where he got that split from. The Achrayim are Matmiya on it. What? You could. The question is, are you Mechuyiv? Right, so the Eish Avraham and the Paiskim bring down. So Ketanim, obviously, if you want a Milay Stayv, you can speak to your Paiskim what to do. It does make an Afkamina Ben Egeya Matana Sevyanim because Allah is for Matana Sevyanim. You're not allowed to use Meister money. But anything that surpassed the mitzvah, you could technically use Meister money. Once you cover the shear, most of the Paiskim bring down. You're anything, any excess to that, you're allowed to use from Meister money. And obviously, kids, it's totally B'machlekes. You can speak to your Rav. Maybe you can use Meister money for them as well. Now, in regards to Shalach Manis, there's a machlekes, what exactly is the tam for a Shalach Manis? Obviously, the most famous reason is the Manis Alevi, Rav Shlomo Alkevitz. He brings down that the reason it's also a bach, the Prima Gadol is mashma like this. A few different places are a few that the mitzvah of Shalach Manis, the kavana, the mechuvin of it, is to be marbe reis, right? You make friends. You didn't look at a guy the whole year. Now that you give him a lollipop and a pineapple, you hope that he'll love you and you'll be best friends forever, right? So That is the Marbar Reis, that's what Rishlam Akhmet says. Now, there's a Chumas Adeshen, he's discussing what the halacha is. Are you allowed to send anything other than food as Mashalach Manis? Clothing, he says, money, and he brings down that you're not allowed to because the mitzvah, the Indian of Shalach Manis is actually not Marbar Reis, it's to make sure that the person you're giving the Shalach Manis to has food for the Suda. Now, this actually plays in Afkamina and halacha, these two reasons. But the primary reason the Chassam Sofer Paskins and seems like most Achrayim go is Marbar Reis. That is the main approach. The Shulchan Aruch says, I'm sorry, I'm trying to rush as much as I can over here. Shulchan Aruch says that when it comes to Shalach Manis, the halacha is that Chayv L'Shalach Manis Shtei Manis Basar or Shnei Minei Eichlim. Yeah, you have to send at least two pieces of either meat or two different fruit foods to be mekayim your din of mishalach manis. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings that. The Taz already bringing that it doesn't have to be food. Drink is also a key in mishalach manis. It could be a food and a drink. It could be two drinks, maybe even. But that's what they bring down. We mentioned earlier the Taz actually brings down the halacha we paskin not like the chumah we paskin that. And I'm sorry that you're not allowed to give clothing or food because we're machmir on the chumah sedeshen that it's for that perhaps the mitzvah of shalach manis is al sasuda. So you have to make sure that you give some sort of food. Now, everyone agrees that you're not allowed to give a live animal as shalach manis. I'm sorry for all those who are looking forward to giving a cow to their friend. It is aser. Now, the machlekes of the paiskim, what's the halacha though if it's raw meat? Is raw meat mutter or is raw meat aser? Right? So now... Sorry? Are you yaitzer or are you not yaitzer? Yeah? So, the Mishnah Berurah brings down some machlekes. The Magen Avraham says that it has to be mavushal. He's coming from... obviously earlier paiskin, the Magen Avraham says that it has to be mavushal, the prechadash, and the Taz, the primogodim wants to be a medayik from the Taz, that the Taz learned that it doesn't have to be cooked. The Mishmurah brings both days. He doesn't seem to be machria. He does bring it as a stam v'yesh. I don't know, is that a klal in Mishmurah?
What if it's machia ben sushi?
So we'll get the sushi. Guy Brisman has a whole tshuva on it for all those that are looking forward to learning about sushi. So now, aside from raw food, whether it's not or not, the Aruch HaShulchan is machmer, by the way, that the food has to be cooked. So the Aruch HaShulchan goes like that, the price can bring it down, it seems like Lahalach Lamais, we pass, and the food has to be cooked, and that's how we go. You have to make sure that it's cooked food. Now, the other thing,
the food that he would cook has
wait, before, just one thing, the price can bring down tavlin. I just want to bring this down to get to instant soups, which is probably right. Tavlin doesn't either work at Shalach Lamais. If someone wants to give spices, it's not going to work. I know maybe someone enjoys garlic powder. That doesn't work. It doesn't cut it because it's not eaten plain. It's just there to flavor the food. That does not count. Now, there is a Gemara that maybe mashmanat, l'achrein ramatche. You can look at the paiskim to see why. Now, because of these two halachas, there's a big shayla that comes in the paiskim. What's the halacha with sending tea, coffee, right? Tea and coffee are not cooked. You have to put water in them to cook them. So is that considered mavushal? Is that not considered mavushal? Are you yaitse or are you not yaitse? It's a big pickbook in the achrenim. Some want to say you are yaitse. Some want to say you're not yaitse. Obviously, the back and forth is going to be a little bit in regards to the cooking. Well, even before that, Rav Felder wants to say that maybe it's not good because tea and coffee, you don't drink it plain. I haven't seen anyone do it yet, at least. Tea, I don't know.
Ice coffee.
And cream cheese also, you have to smear on the bagels.
Well, we're getting there. We have about 2 minutes left.
Ice coffee ready
made. What? So the tea and the coffee, the tea and coffee really has two problems that I'm going to speak about. Number one, it technically could be fall under the concept of tavlin. And number two, because it's not eaten plain, so it's more like a spice, quote unquote. And number two, it's technically raw. So now from the raw standpoint, a lot of the Achrayim, it's a back and forth. A lot of the Achrayim are going to say it's going to depend what the reason of Shalach Manis is. Yeah, it's going to depend on whether you hold the food has to be cooked or not cooked. Some hold, yeah, not. Tavlin, obviously it's not the best, that's not the ideal thing to be Yaitzi or Shalach Manis with. It's Dabar Atali in a big Machlaikis. Probably better to stay away from it. You can speak to your local Orthodox rabbi as to what the Halacha is for that. Now, it could be everyone here already knows it. Wherever this myth came from, Rabbi Blezer, for all, we don't have much time to speak it out, but Rabbi Blezer might have a shot in it. But there is a common myth that at least I grew up with in Baltimore, so don't hold me accountable, that Shalach Manis has to be two separate brachas. Now, that is one big fat myth. It's not true. It's a toys. Shalach Manis can be the same bracha. It's a mefurish and mechaber. The mechaber says you can send two pieces of meat. As far as I know, all meat is shahakol. It's a total myth. It does not have to be two things. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan writes as follows. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that what the gather of the Shtei Minim is, he writes a very sharp lashon. He says that the Shnei Chaticha, he says that it's Vadai, it's Poshet to him, that when the Mishnah, when we Paskin, that it has to be Shnei Manis, he says, Shnei Chaticha is Mimin Echor Einemoyel, Mibnei Shechatcha Nechshav Lashnaim. He says that if you take two different cuts of meat and you cut it in half and now you have two pieces of meat, the Aruch HaShulchan says that's vade, not called shtei manis, that's called one manis. He said because it's the same piece of meat. So then it obviously this leads to the whole nidin in the place game. So what is the gather of shnei manis? So the overall consensus, I'm being very short over here, the overall consensus between all the place, I mean not all, but at least Rosh Chodesh Zalman passes like this, and Rafelder passes like this, and it's safer that if it tastes different, even if they come from the same mint, so he gives an example, two different types of chocolate cake, right? If a guy, whatever it is, or you give two pieces, you give dark chicken and you give white chicken, he says both of those would count as shnei minim, and therefore you're allowed to give it. And he says red wine, white wine, together, that Rosh Chodesh Zalman says, as long as it tastes different, even if it's from the same min, you're allowed to. Now, Rosh Shmuel is machmer on it. Rosh Shmuel holds that even if it tastes different, but if it's called the same thing, white meat, dark meat, it's not going to make a difference. That's considered one min. He holds you shouldn't do it. Again, speak to your local Orthodox rabbi what you should do in such a scenario, or don't do it. I'm losing my breath over here, but now there's a big shy in the place came out, where it's to be brought out, and I guess we'll end with this. What is the halacha if you send a salad and you put croutons on the side? Is that considered two minim or is that considered one min? Right? Or if a guy sends a bagel with cream cheese and he puts the cream cheese on the side. Now, obviously, if you put the cream cheese on it, or if a guy sends a frankenplank, that's obviously one min. You're not going to be yaitzeh with that. The question is, when you put it on the side, is that considered two minim or is that not considered two minim? Again, it's a big need. And in the place game, the Aruch HaShulchan brings in regards to the case. I don't know what you Ashkenazim eat, but he talks about a case where you had fish with an egg on top. But he says he's discussing a fish with the egg on top. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that it's pasha that a fish with the egg on top is not considered two minim, it's considered one min, because the egg is not chashuv. That's what he says. The egg has zero, it's not of importance. So Rabbi Yashin wants to be medayik that it sounds like his whole problem is only because it doesn't have any chashivos, but hence if you send something which could technically have chashivos, then it would work. So he says that if you send the whole tub of jelly, then you might be yaitzeh. So if you want to send, you know, your peanut butter jelly in a whole container, then you might do. Croutons, again, Rafelder brings down the croutons. I personally have this also, but my people send it to me. Croutons, he says, it's only going to be considered two minim if you send a real significant amount of croutons. If you send just enough to mix in the salad, he said that's why they consider one min. There's no shiloh about it. And he says, you're not yaitzeh, you're mitzvah. One other big halacha maybe that'll come out, or two halachas. What's the halacha if the halacha is because of the tzad that it's marber reis, you have to make sure that your name is on the package. Now this happened, I don't know by you, but by me, I've had it numerous times. You come home, you're out, you're doing your runs on shalchmanis, you come home, people left packages by your door, you have no idea who you gave it to. The halacha is you're not yaitzeh with those shalchmanis. If the person doesn't know who you gave it, the price can ring down, you're not yaitzeh. So if you come there and the guy's not home, then you should probably leave your name on the package. Now, there's a different discussion whether you're even yaitzeh if the guy's not home and you leave it at his doorstep. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down that if the guy's going to come home and he's going to have it in time for Purim, then you will be yaitzeh. But if you won't have it in time for Purim, you won't be yaitzeh. What the halacha is if you send shalach manis before Purim to reach on Purim, you'll have to wait till next year.